A person who likes themselves can never dislike another. A person who likes themselves can never dislike another. Why is this? Why is it that a person who likes himself can never dislike another? Because every being in the world is a reflection of who we are inside of ourselves, of what attitudes we have within ourselves, of what we think about ourselves. All are our reflection. Everyone is our reflection. If we dislike another, we see ourselves in them. Now, it'd be so easy to look at people that we dislike, you might say like Hitler or Mussolini or people who are doing naughty things in a big scale way or even a little scale way. If we look at them and see them naughty and we see them with our dislike, then we are empowering them to continue to be more and more dislikable. Now, is this what we want to do? Is this what we want to do? Do we want the Hitlers and the Mussolinis, do we want the evil people of the world to continue with their being evil, or do we want what we call the evil people of the world to express their finest and best? Do we want them to express their humanity, their love, their magnificence? Then we have to start seeing it first in ourselves. Because if we can't find it in ourselves, we cannot find it anywhere in the world of our creation. And all the world is our creation. Now, whether we like it or not, we created the Hitlers. We created those people who are considered to be evil, those people who are considered to be doing things that are not nice in this world. We created them. Now, we can just as easily start right today creating people who do beautiful things, who are beautiful people, who are lovely people, who are the type of people that the world respects and honors and would like to see more of. But it has to start with you and it has to start with me. A person who likes themselves can never dislike another. So, in other words, I have some dislikable aspects about myself if I see in others things that I don't like. I have some attitudes about me that I don't like if I see those attitudes in somebody else. So the only thing that it's up to me to do is to clean up those attitudes in myself. To clean up those attitudes of inharmony, of lack of judgment, peace, or judgment period, and those things can only be done when I start really liking myself, when I start really to appreciate who I am and know what I am and be who I am. Now, all are our reflection. If we dislike another, we see ourselves in them. It's ourselves that we see in others that we dislike. We dislike people who have no manners. We dislike people who are discourteous. When we have no manners, then it's brought to us that we dislike people who have no manners, because then we see those lack of manners, that lack of manners in other people. We see that lack of courtesy in other people. It's up to us to start creating now, start creating ourselves beautiful. All are a creation of our divine self. Now, you say, even the unhappy things are a creation of our divine self? Yes, they are. All are a creation of our divine self. Our divine self may be acting as a human attitude or as a divine attitude. It can act either way, because as a human attitude, it's a temporary thing that comes and goes. As a divine attitude, it's a never-changing reality, which is who and what we are. Are we our divine self? Are we the absolute? Are we the infinite? Are we that which is beautiful and good? Are we that which we would always desire purposefully to bring forth in our life? Well, we can. We can purposefully bring forth in our life all the things that we think are good and beautiful if this is our choice. We can, in our life, bring forth all those things that we think are fantastic if we choose. Now, What do you choose? What do you want to do? How do you want to experience your life? How do you want to experience your world? If we can see all the world good and beautiful, then our world will be good and beautiful. It's not a matter of whether the negative experiences happen. It's a matter that, do we include them in our world? Do we choose to have them be part of our life? We start right now with making our life into the most beautiful, magnificent experience we could ever want. Now, how do we make our lives the most beautiful, magnificent experiences that we could ever want? We do that by loving ourselves with all our heart, with all our soul, and all our being. If we love ourselves with all our heart, all our soul, and all our being, we will find that we do not judge anyone, because everyone is a reflection of our goodness and our purity and our love. Everyone is a reflection of just who it is that we feel is someone that we sincerely desire to have in our world. As we sincerely look into another, we will find always to see our finest self. As we sincerely look into another, we will always see our finest self. For that's the only thing that we have in our mind, in our heart, in our being, our finest self. Our finest self is what we always look to express in every measure of our life. Now, we may think something bad happened to us or something unhappy happened to us, and as we empower that, that just continues to grow as an experience in our life. Now, if we are able to see it through new eyes, see it through our divine self, see it through our sincerity, and as our sincerity looks at any experience in life, we will only see our finest self. What reflection do you want out of life? The world reflects back to me how much I like myself. Now, I don't have to make a lot of big psychological and philosophical discussions as to what's going on and how it's going on. I merely put the cause in motion for the happiness that I am. I merely put the cause in motion for the divine being that I am. I merely put the cause in motion for who and what I am. And that's all that matters. Nothing else in the universe makes any difference. The world reflects back to me how much I like myself. The world reflects back to me how much I like myself. The world reflects back to me how much I like myself. A person who likes himself can never dislike another. A person who likes themselves can never see anything that they cannot like in the world. Because if you like yourself, everything is a reflection of what you are and who you think you are. Today, you can set a cause in motion for yourself of living in the most beautiful, fulfilling, rewarding lifestyle that you could ever imagine. And you do it by realizing that as you like yourself, you can never dislike anything in the world. Can you imagine the divinity creating all things as we do through our divinity, and then calling some things not nice, calling some things not good? Because truly, it's only the divine in us that creates anything, that reveals anything, that is anything. And if this divine in us that creates all and reveals all and is all, if that divinity is wonderful and good and beautiful, if that divinity is, as we know it is, all that is the finest that could ever be, then that is all we experience in our world the moment we realize it. The world reflects back to me how much I like myself. So the more I like myself, the more my world reflects back to me liking it, being happy, being fulfilled, being good, being the greatest experience in the entire universe. Join me in this experience, because it's all about us always. It's in you, around you and about you, in me, around me and about me. And all the world is good and very good, and that's all I ever know. I love you. I love you. I love you.